Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
This is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again, the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I'm zooming in here with Rosalie Brown. Hi, Rosalie.
Hi, Andrew. Hi.
I'm sitting in my lovely office in Auburn, actually the conference room now, because I'm trying not to have an office down here, and looking outside, and we're recording this on Wednesday, and it's kind of raining and kind of sunny, so hopefully there's some rainbows out there, but geez, it's cold. Winter's here. It's kind of nice.
Huh. Well, so today is Wednesday, so Monday, I think we had a little bit of rain, I think it was overnight, and then yesterday, downpour most of the day. And you know, the only way that I know what the weather's like is taking the dog out to that's how I get the pushback on the weather.
Yeah,
that's how I, you know, Sugar Paws doesn't want to get wet, so it's always a challenging day when it's raining. But speaking of dogs, if you jump off the mic or something crazy comes out of your mouth, I will know, the listeners won't know, but you have brought your little mascot, your little grumpy dog with you to work today.
My little 14-year-old terrier who's can't really see anymore, can't really hear anymore, and kind of bounces off walls sometimes. But yeah, he's here with me. And our other dog, the mascot dog here, one of our office people has been bringing her little what does she have? Frenchie. She's been a fixture of our office for a long time. Well, she didn't like so much that Chris came and actually jumped them. So just tackled them.
Wow, so you've had quite a morning already.
It's been a morning. Yeah. Yeah. I don't live on top of Banner anymore. You don't live on top of Banner anymore, but yeah, there's snow up on Banner right now. Snow up on the mountain. So that's good. Winter's here and fire season's over. Yay. Then it's Wednesday and half, you know, big chunks of the county don't have power, of course, because, you know, PG&E, right? Whatever.
Well, I mean, that's a good reminder on the, that's a really good reminder to consider if you haven't already, after all these winters in a row and all these planned power outages, you know, again, it goes back to, if you're going to make a life for yourself in Nevada and parts of Placer County, it's not a bad idea to look at those generators, you know, because I can tell you personally, I was house sitting up there a few years ago up on Banner, and it was turned out to be like a insanely long power outage, and they had a whole house generator that made my life just completely bearable, completely different. It was night and day. Night and day having that generator. And I didn't have that anxiety.
The standbys are nice because they just switch right off. They switch right on. You don't have to do anything. You have to know where to plug it in, what switches to turn off and on, and
it just
trying to get fuel and all that stuff. Yeah.
It was amazing. And on that note, actually, one of the things that the newsletter for ABT, if you receive that, is going out in a couple of days. We held back a little bit because of all the election mailers and things. We didn't want to get stuck in there. So
we don't want to bombard you guys with a bunch more paper.
But one of the topics that it kind of covers in brief, because, you know, those newsletters are just little snapshots of data that's hopefully meant to be helpful. But one of the things that we kind of cover is, and it was a list prepared by actually an organization called Friends of Banner Mountain, and trying to keep your community safer, right, fire and other things.
And if you live on Banner, definitely take a look at that group. It's a great group. When I lived up there, I was on that list all the time because they have great information.
Well, and this information that we actually shared it a couple of years ago, but talks a little bit about how to, you know, kind of store gasoline for the season. And I know we've talked about that briefly. You know, it's a time of year where, the weather's here and is coming and is going to keep coming. You want to store your gasoline things.
Safely.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And also kind of some last minute things you might want to do to check out if you do have a generator, to make sure that you're ready, because with power outages now, I mean, you're in the season of power outages, and if it is a wet winter, that's just going to continue.
Let's be honest, so Nevada County these days, in the last few years, there is no season any longer.
That's true.
It's true. So all summer, all winter, because of the PP
plan
and power
I think it's planned safety. I don't know. Like planned safety power outage or something. Yeah, something like horrible.
Anyway, yeah.
Something horrible.
Can't remember the acronym now. But anyway, yeah, you get a power outage all year long. There's no season like it used to be when we first moved up here 20 years ago. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, just if you have one, you know, to make sure you've got it maintained. And if you need you know, someone to kind of come take a look at it or whatever, but that's something that we're able to kind of do, correct? Stop by,
yeah,
check it out.
For the most part, we're not really dealing so much with Generac. So if you have a Generac, there are some companies that are local companies that are authorized Generac dealers, and they handle the Generac. We handle Kohler. So just FYI,
just
so
a little
we sell Kohler product. Yeah.
Just a little reminder. So there's that little plug. And then the other thing I just kind of wanted to mention that I know that we're recording. It feels like it's the end of November because time is moving so quickly, but we're recording. Like, I'm so confused.
It's just weird. This time of year is so weird. Everything's happening so fast.
Right. Time speeds up. So we are actually recording the beginning-ish of November. One of the things we're going to talk about today is kind of a reminder about what not to do to your disposal when you have all these people for the holidays. But also just wanted to mention real quick before I forget that ABT is participating in, it's coming up in a few weeks, participating in the Downtown Light Parade in Auburn, right?
Yeah.
And that's on Saturday, December 3rd. That's always
really fun event.
Really fun
as
for
long as
everybody.
It doesn't rain, it's really fun. When it rains, it's not so fun. But when it doesn't rain, it's really fun.
Sure.
Yeah. So and we also did the, we didn't mention that we did the Nevada County Senior Wood Delivery, Firewood Delivery this weekend. We had, I think we had about 10 of our guys out there, 3 trucks, and we were able to deliver 6 cords of wood to our local community, people that need firewood. And my guys volunteered. I was really just so proud of them. Like, I didn't have to pay them or anything. They just showed up. So it was great. Really, 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 really proud of those guys.
Fantastic. And then the last kind of community event thing I wanted to mention today is if you're not signed up for the 17th annual Turkey Trot, right?
Yeah.
That happens, of course, every year on Thanksgiving. Or it has for the last 16 years. So this will be the 17th year. Go ahead and get yourself involved in that. It's a great great community event, great fundraiser.
We're long time supporters of Bratton, the Bratton family, and the Bratton, or the Bratton Foundation for that.
So so if you are really interested, if you are interested in finding out a little bit more or turning out for the Turkey Trot, then head over to Mike Bratton Insurance. He's got stuff on his website, on his Facebook. And you can sign up, register, that kind of stuff. So we're kind of excited. I mean, so the cool thing about this time of year is that we do see a lot more kind of community stuff pop up. And so ABT will be part of a few things. And it's kind of reminds you what it's the benefits of living in a small town, so to speak. And we're in that season.
Yeah. It's fun times, but things are moving fast, right? It's like, oh my gosh, Halloween was just the other day, and now we're looking at Thanksgiving, and next thing you know, it's gonna be Christmas, and then New Year's.
I mean I have because the way my family's structured, I've got a birthday this weekend, not my own, and then I've got like family coming in a few days after that to kind of celebrate, connect, and all that, and next thing you know, it's like, oh, and then it's Thanksgiving, oh, and then by then it's like, you know, you're late for Christmas. So I just feel like I'm about to drop into the weird time of year where everything is bizarre and magical and scary and fast. And so we're, we're dropping into that time of year. So buckle up, kids, buckle up.
It's going to be a rough ride. All right. So let's talk about 10 foods to avoid putting down your garbage disposal this Thanksgiving. So, we wanted to kind of point these things out because it's one of those things that we get calls for quite a bit, and doesn't look like we're actually, I think we're gonna I don't think I've got anybody that wants to work on Thanksgiving, and we kind of leave it up to our technicians if anybody wants to work, because if you got family in town, that gives we're a true believer in family first and business second, so we probably won't have anybody available on Thanksgiving. I know there are a couple of companies that do have people available. So if you do get yourself into a situation, you can call somebody else. But we want to give you ways to avoid having to call anybody, because that's nothing's worse than trying to get a plumber out on Thanksgiving. It's not easy anyway. Then all of a sudden, if you've got a house full of people and your kitchen sink doesn't work and you're still trying to prep for dinner, or hopefully still trying to prep for dinner, not, you know, whatever, not having to go out for dinner because of it.
Very stressful. Very stressful.
Yeah. So these are some things to avoid. And this is, you know, this is true anytime, but specifically during the holidays, because you're going to have so many people in the house, and you're going to be putting strains on all the plumbing system just because of the fact that you're making this big meal if you're hosting Thanksgiving this year. So one of the big things you don't want to put down the drain, any drain in your house, is grease, oils, or fats. So grease, oils, and fats. One of the things is, yeah, so, you know, I've seen people do this, you know, take the bacon fat and pour it right, the hot bacon fat, pour it right down the drain. You got to remember that even though it's liquid right now, it's going to solidify. And what happens is, as soon as it hits the cold of the pipe, it's going to solidify in the walls. You can even pour hot water down there and get it to travel a little bit further, but eventually it's going to cool off in your system and just solidify on the walls of the pipe. Now you got this nice, sticky, gooey mess that's going to attract anything else that's traveling through that pipe. So any other food particles or toilet paper or anything else is just going to grab right a hold of it. So by all means, never pour any grease, vegetable oils, or any fats down your drain, because you're just asking for trouble, and specifically during Thanksgiving.
Can I bring something up? Because I think that most of us that are over the age of, let's just say 30, we might remember our folks when they would be like, my dad used to make bacon a lot. And my dad was actually the chef in the house. So my dad was always in the kitchen. And so I remember having that like container the grease, and it was so disgusting to me. But honestly, like, I think most of us remember our parents or grandparents or somebody in our lives had that little gross jar of grease tucked away. And that was because my dad would take the bacon drippings or whatever and put it in there. And I just thought it was disgusting. But even back then, my dad knew, this is not going down the drain. This is not going down the drain.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, have the jar handy. And if you do use a jar, make sure it's Pyrex, because regular jars sometimes will crack because of the heat. Turkey bones, don't put bones down the drain. I know people, they're, it sharpens the blades. Well, there's no blades to sharpen down there. It's literally just these chunks of metal that have no sharp edges to them.
That is something that I kind of like, honestly, Andrew, if you could like shout that from the rooftops, like, and repeat that. I never get tired of telling people, I know that you think that your disposal has blades. It does not have blades. And even, Andrew, in like looking up like good sources for, to bring a list to you or whatever, every place I looked, professional plumbing companies said blades, 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 blades. And I was like, it's not blades. Stop saying it's blades.
They are technically, the traditional. You can call them blades because they pulverize.
But it's not what people.
But it's not what people think. Cutting things up, right? It's literally like these two pieces of metal that are bent into a channel and have squared edges on them, and they don't. You don't sharpen them. It's just, it literally pulverizes the food as it spins around on this tabletop, and then it goes through the little slots on the side. So that's what drains the thing. So yeah, you don't put bones down. And also, you just, I can't tell how many times I've unjammed bones from disposers. It'll jam your disposer. They're heavy enough, they're hard enough that if it gets stuck between the wall of the disposer and just right with the blades, if you will, it'll jam it up.
Yep.
So yeah, don't put that. Any kind of starches, natural expanding, don't put them in the water. So again, because it's going to clog the pipes. So, pastas or
rice,
mashed potato, rice, any of those sort of things are going to, they seem like they'll just float right through, but they can congeal and clog together.
They get pasty and yummy.
And clog your drain. So, that's what, if you have a compost, put in the compost. If you don't, just put in the garbage. Skins, peels, or rinds. So again, how we were talking about how these things work. It's literally like if you can envision a coffee can with these little quarter inch slits all the way around the perimeter of it, that's what the drain is. And they're about 1.5 inches to 2 inches tall by about 1/4 inch wide. And they're spaced around it. And then the disposer spins around these little blades and pushes the stuff towards these holes. So if it can fit its way through that hole without being pulverized, it will. So any kind of skins, peels, any kind of long thing potato peels, I can't tell you how many times I've cleared potato peels out of the P-trap because people put the potato peels and they don't get chopped up. They'll just work their way through. They kind of worm their way through that little slit in the coffee can, if you will, for lack of a better kind of visual. Fibrous vegetables, the same sort of thing. So, you know, celeries, any kind of stringy things. What are some other ones here? Pumpkin, celery, artichokes, asparagus, chard, rhubarb, onion skin, corn husk, kale, and or lettuce. All these things should just be put in your compost heap because they will, again, this thing spins around and pulverizes and cuts some of the food up. But if it can pass through there and get through the little slit, it'll make it into the P trap and get stuck in the P trap. And the P trap, again, is just that little U-shaped thing at the bottom of the drain that keeps water in there, and the water makes sure that you don't get any sewer gases in the house. That's why that's there. Nuts and shells. Nuts, the shells specifically will jam your disposer. Any kind of hard material can jam a disposer. And if you've got like a little half horsepower Badger 5 or heaven forbid, like a Waste King or something like that, those things jam up all the time with stuff like that. And also, there's no, you know, I'm gonna get back on my soapbox. Just don't throw anything down the disposer. It's not a disposal. It is literally just for cleaning your sink and a little bit of stuff that's on the top of your plate. Pits and seeds, again, you know, we get into the situation where anything that's kind of hard has the potential for clogging the disposers. So you might think of pits and seeds much the same way as you think of shells. When it comes to your disposer, the small ones like pumpkin seeds are hard to wash away and can contribute to clogs. Meanwhile, the big ones like peach pits can thoroughly destroy your impeller blades. So they won't necessarily destroy it because they're pieces of metal and they're pretty thick, but they will jam it up. So you got to, you know, and we've talked about unjamming the disposer. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I got a little time. So how do you unjam a disposer without having to call a plumber? There's two easy ways of doing it. One of the easiest things is most all disposers, if they're made by a manufacturer called InSinkErator, ISE, have a little, and they're like the major player of all disposers in our market, the United States. They have a little Allen key on the bottom, which is in the center of the bottom of the disposer, dead center. And I can't remember, I think it's like a quarter inch Allen, if I remember correctly. And you'll have this little Allen key that's just floating around your bottom of your sink. That's what that's for. It's you put the Allen key in there, rotate it back and forth a couple times, unjam whatever's in there, take a flashlight, find what's in there, pull it out with some needle nose pliers, and you're good to go. The other way to do unjam a disposer, which is a little more difficult, you can use a broom handle or a plunger handle and put it into the basket of disposer and rotate it and turn it. That was a little harder because I've personally tried that just to see what it was like, and I managed to pull all the whole drain assembly apart underneath the sink. So you can get a lot of leverage with a broom, right? So you don't necessarily want to do that. Sorry, a truck just went by. Sorry if you heard that. So that's how you can unjam a disposer if you or, you know, hopefully not you, but maybe one of your significant family members didn't realize they were putting pits or something down the terrain and it was bad and
I
jams
think
up.
it's that's why I think that these kind of warnings come out during holidays because I think most of us would not do that in our own house. But I genuinely feel like there is a generation out there that's slightly older than ours that, you know, things are built to last. And there's kind of like a attitude. So when those people are helping you with the dishes or helping you with cooking, a lot of times you'll see stuff when you go, wait, what are you doing? And it's
Or
already been
helping with
done.
parenting. Yeah, I just hit the kids. Never destroyed you. I'm like, oh, baby.
At
Little
some
whiskey,
point,
no problem. Yeah.
well, I mean,
What do you think?
I do love my whiskey, but yeah, no, I mean, I do think that like we're kind of preaching to the choir on one hand, but at the same time, you know, if you are at other people's homes or they're in your home, you can't control what they do. And there is a
No.
belief, honestly, like I had one of these in the 50s and there was no problem with it. And I'm like, dad, literally, I remember as a small child, you being like screaming and cussing and throwing things at the disposal. I remember you being under the sink. Do you forget that? So it's like, my memory is a little bit different. But so I think it feels like a PSA at this point that most people should know. But you know what? Maybe the PSA is this. Be aware of who is with you on your holiday,
yeah.
because you probably, most people are that are, you know, of a certain age are not going to be doing these things. But I do think like the pasta, sometimes people don't remember that, or like the rice, the starches. I do think that's
yeah.
a thing people forget.
They forget.
So
yeah.
This is why we resurrect this information is because
and
of
to be
this.
Honest, I remember in my early 20s, I was probably like 21 or 19 or 20. We always went to my aunt's house, aunt and uncle's house in Reno. It was a big, big to do. And the disposer went out on Thanksgiving and I put in a new disposer for them because they destroyed it. Yeah.
I mean,
so
that is
happens,
that is
right?
one way to make points with the family. That is one way to do
yeah.
it.
It definitely helped. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, it kept you
yeah.
in the will. It kept you in the will.
Yeah.
That was smart. That was good job. Good job.
Okay, a couple other things. We got time for a couple other things. So eggshells, pretty much everything we just said about we didn't talk about coffee grounds. All right, this is one thing that I've had this conversation with people, like, well, they just put our coffee in down our sink.
Ugh, bad.
You would think that coffee grounds are so small it would be easy for your garbage disposer to handle them, right? Except that coffee grounds, when combined with water, create a sludge that can form a serious obstacle. To visualize this, think about what you see at take the filter out of your coffee pot. Then picture those watered down grounds stuck in your drain lines. Again, coffee grounds should always go into the garbage or compost. Coffee grounds, I've heard people, just put them in the sink. Don't do it, because again, it's like starches and things. They just solidify down the drain and will clog your drain. And plus it makes really good compost.
It does.
It's
I
really
use
good
it
to scatter around your yard.
Yeah. I use it actually I add it to soil, and I've actually seen it. You know, you can research it and figure out what it does to the composition of your soil, but it can be very good for certain soils. So
and if you got a septic tank, you want to kind of keep the stuff out of there anyway, because you want to tax your septic tank more with more organics. Eggshells, pretty much everything we just said about coffee grounds also applied to eggshells. Yeah, you would think eggshells would just go down, but they can also, I mean, it's, what's an eggshell? An eggshell is calcium. What's rock? Calcium. It's
right.
Literally a rock. So you could put it down there and it's like seashells. It's just going to sink to the bottom and then clog up your drain. It can clog up in any low spot. So,
gotcha.
Don't do that. Other large food items here at the bottom of the line, when it comes to your garbage disposal, it's not a second garbage. Garbage may be in the device's name, but in truth, the disposal should really only be used to dispose of light food and waste to avoid frustrating clogs this holiday season and to keep your equipment functioning at its peak efficiency. As long as possible, follow our advice above and remember to give your disposer a break this Thanksgiving. So again, they pointed it out, and like we pointed out a bunch of times on this show, garbage disposal is not a waste disposal unit. It's literally just to take care of the little bit of debris that's left in your sink, so you don't have to scoop it out of the basket strainer like you do when you don't have it. That's all it is. So with that note, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be talking to you guys again before then, but keep these things in mind, and you may want to write this stuff down and maybe plaster it at your sink just to let your family know. Don't be putting these things down, because we don't have to call anybody for the holidays. Because I can guarantee you, no one's coming out to your house on Thanksgiving for the same price that they would the day before. You're going to be paying a premium for that, because you're pulling people away from their families, right? And we probably won't even be open unless I've got somebody that doesn't have family coming and they want to make a little extra money and work during the holidays. But other than that, on that, phone number to reach us at is 530-230-9092, 530-230-9092. You can find us on the web at easyasadt.com. and find us, like our Facebook page where we share all this stuff and a lot of other fun things. And we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.